bushed something.
Sure. You can say, I'm all what out? I'm all
tuckered out.
Sure, or
all, you can say tired out.
All right. How about with something with where?
Where?
Yeah, where, no, where, you know, W-E-R. I'm all
what? Worn out?
Yeah. You say, now, and I did that, I went to work and I came home, I was really tired out, but I lay down for a couple hours and I got up and now I'm to go.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. And if they had a, you say there used to be a, an old barn down the road, but last year it was
torn down.
Yeah. Now, do you ever use torn down in a sense, meaning something being, you use the term like torn down, in a sense like a torn down good time or a little girl had to come home from school because she, the nurse sent her home because she
was sick.
All right, now would you use a form of, would you say she got sick, she took sick, or she was taken sick, which those
sounds? If I was going to use one, I'd say she got sick.
All right. You'd say she's sick now, but she'll be well again.
What, she'll be well again?
Not immediately, you know, not like tomorrow, but she'll be, everything will be all right.
Pretty soon.
All right. And he, somebody went out and didn't have enough clothes on in a cold day, and he had a
a cough.
Yeah, and you'd say he what cold?
He took a cold.
All right. And talk like this, you say he's
hoarse or kind of hoarse.
All right. And have difficulty keeping your eyes open. You know, you say I feel a little
sleepy.
All right. When you open your eyes in the morning, you'd say, I just
woke up.
All right. And if someone, you went over to a friend's house, you're supposed to go out with him early in the morning, and he was still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to go in and
wake him up.
And then, all right, now, so you'd say, yesterday I went in there and
woke him up.
Okay. And you had a cold, and the doctor gave you some medicine, and he came back the next day, and the bottle still seems to be full. He might say to you, haven't you
taken any of the pills or medicine?
You say, yeah, yesterday I
took one.
And tomorrow I will
take one.
All right, person can't hear, he's
deaf.
And you work, yesterday I worked out in the hot sun all day, and I really
sweated.
Yeah. And a large discharging sore.
What? I think what you're thinking of is a canker or something like that.
Well, something of, this is something that has a core in it.
Yeah.
It might have to be lanced.
Think 20 seconds. I'm thinking of a mole.
You know, people don't get these much anymore as they used to. They used to get them on their neck. A big red sore on the neck. Great big thing, frequently.
A gorter or something like that?
Well, no, not that big. This
no.
Is just, this is something that just, it's like a pimple, only much bigger and much more tender. It's they get very sore. In fact, there's an expression, sore as a...
I can't think of it.
Well, do you use the word boil for
yes.
that?
A boil, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd use that rather than a rising or something,
mm-hmm.
calling it a rising. What is the stuff inside a boil called?
What, pus?
Yeah, and a person's hand, say my hand got infected and it
was swollen.
All right, it really what up? It really
swelled up.
Yeah.